Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
How you doing today? Through the Crossbreed Ulster Studios are lit up and ready to rock and roll. Just the leftover banter from off-air conversation with Shonto before we go on to air.
I'm just funny with you.
I'm just going to leave that one go. I'm not even going to touch it. But it did get me in the mood and get me all riled up for this Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. Good heavens, I got to tell you. Did you listen to the Monster Show yesterday? It was huge. Let's say hour one was, I'm going to use the word. I'm going to come out and say it. It was epic. Two of the most important men fighting for our right to bear arms over many decades. We tend to look at this fight myopically. We tend to look at this in our own little bubble, how we perceive our own life. I like to call it our own personal time warp continuum. What do I mean by that? In 1962, when I was born, an 80-year-old man was born in 18. Now think about this. Think about this. In 1888. Excuse me, 1882. This is my life. My grandfather was born in 1896. Might have been 95. He was born in 1895 or 1896. Now, that 80-year-old man, born in 1882, was born 1 year after Wyatt Earp and his brothers, along with Doc Holliday, Morgan and Virgil, met on the dusty streets of Tombstone behind Fly's photography studio, known as the OK Corral. In reality, it occurred in an alleyway behind the corral across from Fly's photography studio. But don't get me started. But he was born 1 year after that dust-up cost some cowboys their lives and went down into American folklore history. It wasn't that long ago. We tend to think things, or because we put them in our own perspective, but when we sit back and we get out of the bubble and we look at things and we think, wow, it really wasn't that long ago. I was born 17 years after World War II ended. That boggles my mind. When I look back at the history of World War II, because I wasn't alive. But as I get older, I realize, whoa, that wasn't that long ago. And we tend to look at the fight for our right to bear arms that way too, particularly the younger we are. It's history for many younger people, including myself. This fight's been going on for quite some time. And yesterday we have two individuals on the program. Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation have been fighting for our right to bear arms for 40 years. 40 years. David Keene worked with Spiro Agnew and predated that. He has been fighting for the right to bear arms over 40 years. And we tend to think of this as our fight. It's a new fight, and of course it is. It's at an apex here. We have reached a juncture in American history where the threat to our right to bear arms has never been greater. And those men will tell you that, and you will hear that on Armed American Radio's Monster Show last night, particularly when you hear David Keene, because I was talking with him about his book, Shall Not Be Infringed, The New Assault on the Second Amendment, and it is an absolute must-read, and you're running out of time. You've got to read this before the election. You need to read the book. It's a great read. It tells you everything you need to know, and it lays out in no uncertain terms why we are where we are today, how we got here, and what a Hillary Clinton presidency means. So don't listen to idiots like Bill Maher. Now, you know idiots like Bill Maher. Bill Maher's an idiot. He's got a television program. He's a multimillionaire. He's not an idiot. Let me rephrase that. Liberal morons like Bill Maher. I actually, believe it or not, over time, he's grown on me. I actually happen to like Bill Maher. He's hard for me to watch, but I understand the context in which he does what he does. From an entertainment aspect, it's just hard to keep that stuff on an entertainment aspect. But he will be, he's out there. There's a tape of him out there. I don't think I'll find it in this hour. Maybe I'll play it for you tomorrow when I'm at Crossbreed Holster Studios, Missouri for you. But there's a tape out there about how, you know, all of us, all of the conservatives, we're crazy because we think the world's coming to an end, and he thinks it's ludicrous. Said the liberal progressive communist. You follow me here? Of course he thinks we're crazy. He likes the direction the country's going. It's not going far enough left for him. Obama wasn't far enough left for him. So anybody to the right of him, anybody to the right of him, which includes the left, most of the left, for crying out loud. At least moderate liberals, if there are such thing anymore, are far right of Bill Maher. So it's easy to see in that context why he feels that way. You, on the other hand, get it because you understand what's the Supreme Court's not at stake. Well, it is at stake to him, but he's been living with a conservative court for decades. This is his opportunity to seize the court, which is exactly what it is we're trying to stop, because he wants the court to shift left. He knows Hillary Clinton's going to move the court left. These things excite him and other liberals, not just him. I use him as an example because I watched a videotape. I'll see if I can find it. It was a good tape. I'll play it for you if I can find it during a break. And David Keene lays out in his book exactly what it is guys like Bill Maher and Clinton and the rest of the lefty lunatics in this country are actually excited about. And that is the destruction that a liberal Supreme Court will bring upon our Second Amendment, or the destruction it will bring upon our Second Amendment. And they know it, and Hillary Clinton knows it. Now, Bill Maher's admitted being a gun owner, and he's made comments. I've heard him on his show before make comments. Hey, I'm not giving up my guns. You know, as long as I can have them, I'm going to. I'll give mine up when everybody else gives up theirs. At least he's honest about that. And you know what this is going to sound? I don't want him to give up his guns. He has a right to have his guns. I just think he would give up his guns if it were requested of him by his government to do so. Whereas I won't. You're going to have to come and get them. That's the difference. There are other issues that are more important to the left. In the meantime, there is nothing more important to us than this issue. And that's what Keene lays out. I'm working with bringing him back to the program next week. I've already been in touch with his folks who were listening to the program last night. They love the interview. They can't wait to get him back on the show. And I also want to tell you that this came up today in conversation. My monster show on November 6th, 3 weeks from now, a mere 36 hours before people begin going to the polls, is going to be huge. But I'm working on, you know, a big lineup for you. I'd like to bring David Keene back, former president of the NRA, bring in Alan Gottlieb, bring in John Lott, somebody high up the totem pole. I was just informed that Wayne LaPierre, I mean, moments ago before I went to the airwaves today, I was informed that Wayne LaPierre has a scheduling conflict and cannot make that time. So I'm going to reach out, maybe see if Chris Cox from the NRA and others are available. But I want to bring to you some of the most important voices in our right to bear arms on that monster cast right before the election. Of course, I'll be with you on Monday, the day before the election. I will be with you on Election Day on Tuesday for the first time. I'll be able to be with you on an election, with so much at stake. And I'll be able to be there with you, I don't know whether to comfort each other on Wednesday or to jump for joy, one of the two. Outside the Second Amendment, I don't know that a lot of Americans are going to be jumping for joy, regardless of the outcome of the election. From a Second Amendment standpoint, I will be much more comfortable. So we'll have an awful lot to talk about. Lots coming up. But, boy, man, I got to tell you, we've just so much to talk about. And as I say every day, just not enough time to do it. This is the fastest hour in radio. So we'll just dig into it. The left just handed it to me today. I'll go right through the lineup from one email I got. I'm not even going to tell you who it came from. It doesn't make any difference, but you'll love the topics. I'm Mark Walters. I'm filling your prescription for freedom back right after this. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. I'm just going to leave the last segment with this. Go by David Keene's book. It came out October 1st. It's wonderful. It's important. And it lays out on the line, lays out on the line what is at stake and what it means with an ideological shift in the court. First of all, let me say I'm disgusted that there's an ideological court to begin with. That is reprehensible to me. I believe it's a violation of the justice's oath of office, that these individuals are incapable of putting aside their personal politics when making judicial decisions that mean so much to every American. I think it is reprehensible. It is disgraceful. It's disgusting. I think they should be impeached. All of them should be the hell out of there. Now, if you want my opinion, that's it. I'll stop there before I get myself in FCC trouble. They all need to go. I'm tired of it. And I feel pretty certain that you feel the same way. But we are where we are. We have to deal with reality. We can't wish that away. So the book is incredibly important. It's called Shall Not Be Infringed, The New Assault on the Second Amendment. Very, very important book. Thomas Mason co-wrote the book with David Keene, and it's wonderful, and you need to read it. I poured through it on Sunday. I don't bring authors on my show and have them on to talk about their books when I haven't read their books. I think it's happened one time because of a scheduling conflict that if I wanted him on the show, I had to do it. But I hate it. And I like to show the authors respect. I read their material before they come on the program. And I got to be honest with you, it's the same way with John Lott's last book, too. I couldn't get through the preface of the book because I take notes. I dictate notes into my phone when I'm reading this stuff so that I can go back to it and formulate questions when I'm doing research for the program. I had enough material just on the preface of the book yesterday. I didn't even need to go into the rest of the book. Of course, I did. But that's how chock full of information it is, because it has so much material in it that you need to know. And I think you need to be reminded of it. Maybe you don't need to be reminded of it, but I bet you know someone who does need to be reminded of it. And this would be something to give them. And again, we are running out of time. So take a look at that. Very important. At the very least, listen to the interview. I'm looking at bringing him back this weekend. We're trying to work that schedule out. Hopefully that will happen. If not, we will have him in subsequent weeks. He's agreed to come on. We are going to bring him on at least two more times before the election. Now, take a listen to this. I'm not even going to tell you where this came from. But here's the headline. I got this in an email today. A hospital exec is desperate to keep kids from getting shot, so he's hosting field trips to the morgue. Now, what do you think of that? You know what that immediately reminded me of? When I was a kid, Scared Straight TV shows. Remember the Scared Straight TV shows? They're still on. They're still on. You can still watch them. I think National Geographic Channel or one of those channels runs, or the History Channel, something like that, runs Scared Straight. New ones. They're still airing it. And that's where they take the at-risk kids, and law enforcement takes them to a jail, to a prison, and they get up close and personal with the inmates, and they get to see what jail life is really like, and the prisoners get in their face. Now, when you're 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, that's going to scare the crap out of you. The original Scared Straight, when it came out, when I was about that age, scared the crap out of me. It really did. And it put a fear of prison into me. I mean, that's just one of my main, I mean, I can't imagine. I could never survive that. Wouldn't want to. Won't do anything to put me there. In large part because I saw that stuff when I was a kid. It had a huge impact on me. And I was not an at-risk kid. I just happened to see the TV shows. They were powerful. And I say that because they reference it in here. Take a listen to this. I guess it's a hospital in East Brooklyn. In the basement of a hospital in East Brooklyn, this doctor is taking 16 kids, middle school kids, my kids' age, 12 and 14. And he's letting them see the sheet-wrapped cadavers in the morgue in the basement. Here's what he says. What we're trying to show you is this is the end. We want you to never have to come down here. Well, as much as I hate to tell you, we're all going to go down there. Just a matter of how you get there. Now, I want you to see through the liberal scheme here. Take a listen to this. I'm going to quote. This is from the Bulletin. Edwards says he's seen too many kids wheeled into the emergency room with gunshot wounds. His new program, It Starts Here, brings students to his hospital, which serves some of the most dangerous neighborhoods in New York City. Edwards aims to jolt kids, get this, desensitized to violence. Now, let me start this over. I want you to listen to what you're hearing. Edwards aims to jolt kids desensitized to violence with a graphic 90-minute seminar that culminates with a visit to the morgue. The kids are what he calls already desensitized to violence, and he wants to take them to the morgue. Continuing, he hopes that by exposing young people to the reality of death, they'll make choices that keep them away from guns. Yeah, you already know where I'm going to go when I'm done with this. And I am. I am going to go there. Hang in there. That's what I like about you. You got this figured out. He's heard comparisons of his initiative to scared straight type programs whose effectiveness has been discredited. Let me tell you something. They have not. Who discredited them? The same guys that try to discredit John Lott and his years, his decades of research that they won't even go on television with because he buries them with the facts? Those people? See, I live my life in personal experience. I can tell you whether it's discredited or not. The crap worked for me. When I was a kid, I thought about, man, I don't ever want to do that. It had a huge impact on me when I was a kid. I don't ever want to meet that dude, especially there. Uh-uh. Not for moi. And he says, and I finish, but Edwards believes that the risks faced by the young people he knows require dramatic interventions. Now, we could argue this both ways. So let me just give you the gist of it both ways. Does he mean well? I believe he, yes, he means well. I think he means well. He's trying to save what he believes to be at-risk kids. I'm not going to take that away from him. But he is misrepresenting the cause or the outcome of the reason those individuals are in the morgue. Because he should be focusing on what? What's the word? Before we go to a break, what's the word? Do you want me to tease it for you and leave it through the no? I'll tell you. He should be focusing on crime, criminal activity, keeping these kids out of gangs, keeping them away from drugs, getting them into big brother, big sister organizations if they don't have fathers or mothers. Instead, they focus on guns, which their mother could use to save their life. We'll be right back. Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, you are back. Welcome to the Crossbreed Ulster Studios. Hey, I've got a really early flight tomorrow morning that's going to put me up in Missouri. I'm going to be up in Republic, Missouri at the Crossbreed Holster facility. I'm going home. I'm going home to the Crossbreed Holster plant. So I'm going to get in at 10 o'clock. I'm going to head over to Crossbreed, have some meetings over there, and do a lot of fun stuff and check out all the cool new stuff that I can bring to you. Bring the show to you from the Crossbreed Holster facility. Then I'm going to go have some amazing barbecue. Amazing barbecue. And I'm going to meet with a band member whose music you're going to begin hearing on some of the rejoiners in the Monster program, so I can get rid of some of that goofy stuff that's in there and put in some really butt-kicking stuff, some good rock and roll. And you'll like it. And his band owns his music. These guys were on Sony, signed by Sony for about 10 years. Good, aggressive, a lot of guitar. A lot of guitar work. Good alternative rock and roll. So that's going to be an awful lot of fun. So guns and rock and roll and freedom. They all go together, don't they? We're going to bring it all to you Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday I'll be on my way back to these Crossbreed Holster studios. So going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. Let's go back to that. No, I'm only going to tell you this was an anti-gun peace organization that put this out. I'm not even going to give them any credit. I believe that this, Kerry Edwards, he's hosting trips, so it is he, K-H-A-R-I. I believe he's well-intentioned.
based on what I've read. And I went and looked at some other stuff, not just this. I believe this person is well-intentioned. I don't begrudge what he's attempting to do at all. But here's what's happening. The gun grabbers get their mitts in him. And this becomes about guns. And it's not about guns. It's about crime. It has nothing to do with guns. It has to do with criminal activity, gangbangers, etc. in these violent neighborhoods. It has to do with drugs. It has to do with gang war, protecting turf, protecting the drugs, protecting the money. And it has to do with criminal gangs who resort to using firearms to defend their criminal activity. When in reality, these Kerry Edwards and the rest, should be telling, this is what a life of crime leads to. But you see, the gun grabbers get a hold of this, and they get their hooks in this, and it becomes, why do you think the gun grabbers are reporting on it? Why? Because it makes guns look bad. Because they're teaching these kids that guns are bad. There is no useful purpose for a firearm. Remember what Hillary Clinton said. We must do everything to keep guns out of the hands of those who will do harm. Oh, God, the thought of 4 years of that. Next story. Parents of Sandy Hook victims. This stuff really angers me. This really angers me for a lot of reasons at a very deep, guttural level. Parents of Sandy Hook victims vow to appeal after their lawsuit against a gun manufacturer is dismissed. Why? Why? What made these parents believe that the manufacturer of a product used by a murderer should somehow be responsible for their children's death? Now, I absolutely abhor having to talk about the parents of Sandy Hook. But these people continue to put themselves in the news. They continue to come after me. They continue to come after you. They continue to come after our rights, our freedoms in this country. And when did it become okay? When did they feel it was okay to sue Ford? Because a 7-time convicted drunk driver got behind the wheel of a car. When did that become okay? Because of their grief? Because it was their child? Because of both of those things? I can't even imagine what these parents are going through. Can't. They will go through this the rest of their lives. I am a father, 12-year-old, soon to be 14 in less than a month. And everything that comes with that. And 12. I graduated high school 51 miles northeast of Newtown. Was there for a year and a half. Know people who live in that area today. Know people who work in Newtown. Cannot imagine. Cannot imagine. Won't even pretend to. Can't tell you I could ever understand it. But is that an excuse? To take their anger and frustration and abhorrent grief out on Remington? I mean, I'm asking you. I don't know how they feel. I mean, I can't sit and pretend that I do, and I don't. And if you think you do, I can tell you you don't. But when did it become okay to go after the manufacturer of the brick that fell on someone's head? Or the brick that was used by the criminal to bash in what's-his-name's head out in California during the riots. Why didn't they go after the brickmaker? It was used as a weapon by a criminal. Reginald Denny, remember that? During the 92 Rodney King riots? Oh, that's not comparing apples to apples. Yes, it is. It absolutely is. Adam Lanza stole a lawfully owned firearm purchased legally, owned legally by his mother in the state of Connecticut following Connecticut and federal law. Passed background. That was a legal and legally owned firearm. When Adam Lanza stole it and blew his mother's face off with it. Harsh, I know. But, you know, facts are stubborn things. That's what happened. Not going to sugarcoat it. Because it matters to the story. Then he took that gun, went to the school, and murdered 26 people. 21 of them first graders. It's unimaginable. And somehow they want to blame the firearm. They don't like the way the firearm is advertised. I don't care if they don't like the way the firearm was advertised. The firearm was legally advertised. The hell with what they think about how the firearm was advertised. What they think doesn't make a difference. How the firearm was advertised did not kill their children. Adam Lanza killed their children. Evil murdered those children. I hate to even have to talk about this. But now they vow to appeal their lawsuit against a gun manufacturer, which was dismissed. It's not difficult for me to talk about. I know to a lot of people it sounds very harsh. You're not being nice to them. I'm not trying to be anything. I'm simply trying to be realistic. We'll continue the discussion when we come back, as uncomfortable as it may be. But then, you know, that political hack, Comey, you know, that clown that runs the FBI, lays out everything against Hillary Clinton and then says no charges. And now even the FBI, he destroyed the reputation of the FBI single-handedly for decades to come. Now he wants to keep track of cop murders. We'll be back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
USCCA on air. USCCA on air. Unrivaled protection for you and your family. Turbocharged self-defense shield benefits are here. You have 7 hours, 11 minutes, and 30 seconds from right now. The gun a day is the Colt CQBP Close Quarter Battle Pistol, 1911. This thing is off the hook. I want it. $2,158. That's the gun a day giveaway today. All you have to do is visit usccaonair.com, activate one of the 3 self-defense shield memberships to the USCCA, and you're in the running for that gun today. Even if you don't win the gun, you're in the running for the ultimate Snap-on tool set. The grand prize winner is going to walk away with $15,000 worth of Snap-on tools. The pistol's amazing. If you don't have a 1911 in your safe, this Colt is one you'd want in there, that much I can tell you. Okay? This thing's that. It's a Colt. That's right. It's a Colt. Samuel Colt. Yep. From way back when. The real deal. USCCAonair.com. Let's go back to the parents of the Sandy Hook victims vowing to appeal their lawsuit against the gun manufacturer because it's dismissed. They're going to fail. They're now wasting their money and taxpayer money. But let them. Let them. PLCAA, you ever heard of it? Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. They don't like it. Hillary Clinton wants it repealed. What does it say? It says that you cannot hold a manufacturer of a legal product responsible for the actions of a criminal, someone who misused their product, that they cannot be held liable. It would destroy a multi-billion dollar industry. And what does it tell you when Hillary Clinton doesn't care about that? She wants to destroy the industry. That's what they're trying to do. That's why the gun-grabbing groups are all over this stuff. That's why Bloomberg is funding it. That's why this organization is following it and writing about it. Let me ask you a question. If they had prevailed and Remington went out of business, do you think they'd be thinking, oh, man, we didn't mean for that to happen. We just wanted them to be held accountable. No. The next day's column would be, we bankrupted Remington. They'd be all over this. This, of course, this is their goal. look, dunce cap wearer. At some point in time, the string of coincidences you can bank on aren't really coincidences, okay? Just look at the Clintons. You think it's all coincidence? Yeah. I'm going to sell you something. Take you right to the cleaners because you're about as dumb as a church mouse. Of course that's their goal. Their goal is to bankrupt Remington because they don't like Remington's product. Because Remington's product was misused. It doesn't matter that Remington's product is used by tens of millions of people lawfully every single day across the country. None of that matters. It was used to do harm to them, therefore they should be put out of business. Now, they'll tell you, well, they're lying. They'll tell you, oh, we don't want to put them out of business. Oh, yes, they do. You know how I know that? Ask them if they'd be jumping for joy if Remington folded. Of course they would be. Ask them if they've ever met a gun control law, no matter how wacky they didn't embrace. Remember the lunatic down in Duval County, Florida, in Jacksonville? Why, mama listeners, remember this? Proposing under Florida to she legitimately proposed this. I know it's crazy, but to take anger management classes, pass an anger management test every 5 years, have a little anger management card before you can buy ammunition. This is just crazy leftist wet. I didn't hear the Brady campaign say, well, that's a stretch. I didn't hear every town come out and decry it. Oh, well, you know, we don't really think that that's a stretch. Uh-uh. And they never will. Think they don't support every whacked out gun control bill and proposal in California? They're behind every one of them. So I'll ask you this question, you know, because Hillary Clinton's all about background checks, right? Here's what she says. But I do believe we should be finding a way to keep guns out of the hands of those who will do harm, and that background checks are just common sense. Mm-hmm. So here's my question to you. How about we offer them background checks? How about it? How about we say, okay, I'll tell you what. If it will shut you up, we'll give you background checks. There you go. Expanded background checks for everybody. Same background checks that all the recent killers that you like to point to have already passed, but we'll go ahead and give them to you if it will shut your face. You think they're going to go, we'll take that deal. Oh, heck yeah. Now I can go back to being a mom, Shannon Watts will say, and I don't have to do this anymore and run my Facebook page. Woohoo, we won. Yay, now I can go back to running my PR firm and give up my armed security paid for by Bloomberg. Now I don't have to suck at the trough of Michael Bloomberg anymore. Now I can go back and out and earn my own living. You think she would do that? Do you think they would dry up and go away? Of course they're not going to dry up and go away. They want something else. It's not about background checks. It's about the step that the background check adds in the ladder as they build towards their goal, as they climb the ladder of gun control. Let's get background checks and we'll get expanded background checks. Doesn't matter that they don't work. I mean, we own the media. Just keep telling people that that's what we got to do. Just like you're doing with Trump. Great job over there, by the way, guys. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. We own the media. Keep telling them we need background checks, background checks, background checks. Don't worry about the little noisemakers over here that claim background checks don't work, even though they don't work. We're just going to drown them out. And then once we get background checks in place, we'll wait about 2 years because we are jihadis. We're in this for the long haul. then we're going to go after what? Registration, because while background checks aren't doing everything we wanted them to do, in order for them to be 100% effective, we have to know where all the guns are. So we have to register the guns. Then the push is going to be for registration. Then if you say, okay, well, we'll give you registration. Okay, well, that came part and parcel with the background checks. We'll just give them to you. Do you think they're going to go away? No, they're not going to go away. Because registration is just another step, another rung on the ladder that they are building. I'm telling you. Yes, I feel sorry for the Sandy Hook parents. Of course I do. But when you come after my rights, I'm going to expose you for what you are. When you put yourself in the public arena, I wish these parents would just stop. I wish they would let America grieve with them and for them, instead of making this political and politicizing the deaths of those 21 kids. It's just a shame. It's just a shame. We're not the ones fighting the battle. We're defending from them and their actions. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I will bring to you tomorrow from Crossbreed Holsters in Republic, Missouri. Can't wait. I'm Mark Walters. Remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you from Missouri. And never find yourself in a gun-free zone. See you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.